I also want to reflect back on the ASCO GI meeting and what's been going on the last couple of months. Just to stick with your original patient and the sort of original monotherapy checkpoint data, I was really fascinated by this comment. Let me read it to you because I thought it was really interesting. Quote, 30% of patients progress at 6 weeks. So you're talking about checkpoint inhibitors, I guess monotherapy. 30% progress at 6 weeks, 80% progress at 1 year, and 50% of responders lose the response at 1 year. So can you kind of reflect where we were once we had that initial data on monotherapy that caused you, and it's not, is that your sort of assessment yourself?
Yeah, so that's just looking at the published data from CheckMate 040 by Anthony El-Khoueiry, as well as published data for the pembrolizumab phase 2 in HCC published by Richard Finn. Clearly, immune checkpoint blockade, anti-PD-1 monotherapy has some level of activity. But that level of activity is relatively small. You know, only about 18 to 20% of patients will have a response to treatment. And by response, I mean a RECIST response. And of those, half of those responses are lost within a year based on the median duration of response. So what that means, I think, to me, is that the majority of patients are not mechanistically set up to respond to monotherapy. And when you look at the pivotal phase 3 data, the CheckMate 459 in the frontline setting versus sorafenib and the KEYNOTE data versus placebo in the second line setting, both of those studies were negative, although there was some hint that perhaps the anti-PD-1 therapy, you know, was more favorable. Statistically, they were negative. And either that's because the therapeutic is not effective in the majority of patients or related to trial design, unintentional crossover. But nonetheless, I think the field sense of this is that, you know, we need to do more to treat a general population of patients with HCC.
So I've got to tell you that as I heard this getting discussed over the last couple of years, I was sitting back there saying to myself, well, because I would say to people, would you give it first line? And they would say no. And I was sitting there going, you know, I think if I had HCC, I'd like to take my shot at being your patient, even though I know it's, you know, 5% or what it's whatever. But fortunately, I think that debate, which never exactly happened, isn't really relevant anymore, thank the Lord, because
I agree.
Things are different. It seems like this is kind of just the beginning of a new strategy. And like I said, we've seen it in RCC now, you know, with the axitinib combinations.